Gatsby was a man who thought a rose was not a rose, but he was wrong. He thought if he bought the car, he'd get the girl for free. But all along, it was only his imagination that convinced him he could be remade in magic transformation. It was not the house, the girl, the trappings of the world which he dreamt for at night. Rather what they meant, it was this silent adequation of dreams and things, a gap too vast to mention. It was fairy's wings he died for, shot in the head while swimming in his pool, aware perhaps that he was just a tool, that he was innocent. What was he thinking when the sky fell? What was he thinking? A millionaire, he thought a bankrupt world could be redeemed by his affair, inflated by desire, or so it seemed. It was this monstrous calibration of desire to the things desired, destroyed in the final conflagration. What was he thinking? No amount of money, no amount of poetry or love could prevent the sheer collapse. Everything, everyone in retreat. When all was spent, it was the death of animation. When he failed to revive the promise of the nation, Gatsby believed in enchanted objects. So we beat on, boats against the current, born ceaselessly into the past. Gatsby was himself an enchanted object. Consigned to a world no longer equal to his capacity for wonder. Perhaps it never was. How terrible a rose must be when it's just a rose. A light, just a light. A love, just a love. A baptism, just a drowning.